Well, now to Ecuador, where at least 350 people were killed and more than 2,500 injured by a magnitude 7.8 earthquake that rocked the country's northwest coast on Saturday night. Recovery efforts continue today as a state of emergency remains in much of the country. Joining us now from Quito, Ecuador, is Bloomberg's Nathan Gill. And Nathan, first of all, what was it like for you in Quito? That's where you were when the quake struck.
I actually lived in Chile for a number of years. And so I've been through many earthquakes, but this was by far the strongest I've been in yet. Saturday evening, when the earthquake first began, I was at my home and I could feel things started to move. And I stood up and opened my door because you don't want to get your door stuck. But as the earthquake continued, the shaking got more severe. I picked up my daughter and we went outside and we just stood outside and watched our whole house just sway back and forth as if it was on a ship. It was a very long, sort of slow swaying that really shook everything and lasted for about 3 minutes.
Are there still aftershocks going on at this point?
Yes, the local Geophysical Institute here in Ecuador has reported over 230 aftershocks since the big one on Saturday night.
And what has the recovery effort been like so far? How easy is it for emergency crews to reach the places in the country along the coast that were hardest hit?
The rescue efforts at this point have been hampered by landslides blocking off remote communities. There's road damage along the coast that also further complicates getting rescuers into some of the more harder hit areas. The larger cities, the government and rescue workers have been working around the clock since Saturday, but there are reports of smaller communities that are still isolated and waiting for help. So we're still very much in the early rescue efforts here.
Well, and you mentioned the earthquake that happened in Chile. How is the damage compared between a major earthquake in Chile and a major earthquake in Ecuador?
The Chile earthquake in 2010 was stronger than the Ecuadorian one, but most of the fatalities in that earthquake were caused by a tsunami. There was relatively fewer buildings collapsed in the Chilean earthquake, I think mostly because of the more stringent building standards in Chile. In Ecuador, what we've seen are most of the fatalities have occurred because of collapsing buildings and homes. The images we've seen have just been, the destruction is just incredible. More homes than you can count just collapsed. You know, it looks like an accordion just fell. And that, I think, has made the biggest difference in the number of fatalities between those two earthquakes.
What is the country of Ecuador in need of most at this point? Are they asking for help from other countries?
They are both looking for financial donations to help with the reconstruction. Venezuela and Mexico and a number of other countries have sent rescue teams that specialize in seeking, rescuing people from collapsed buildings. I think right now that might be the most pressing need. In the weeks and sort of days and weeks ahead, it will become probably an issue of large financing for reconstruction efforts.
That's Nathan Gill, a Bloomberg News reporter, joining us from Quito, Ecuador. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you very much.